The Mornings Institute.
Yes, that's right. Our very own think tank here. And this is where we like you to join in and for a bit of blue sky thinking. So we just don't go along in the same old groove. Dr. Lynn Carson is with us. She's a research director of the New Democracy Foundation. Welcome to the program, Lynn.
Thanks, Wendy.
Well, one of the things that's happening in Sydney at the moment and that I've noticed since I've been doing this program is that there are many, many projects happening, that Sydney's undergoing a transformation, and both sides seem to say that they're not getting the consultation quite right. People are saying that they feel left out when something is happening and that they haven't been consulted properly. And also, I've had about four or five politicians here who say, well, perhaps we haven't brought people along in the way that we should have. So what's going wrong?
Well, they're all right, aren't they? I mean, we know that trust is declining in our politicians. Their credibility is being questioned, and there's this drift towards populist political parties, probably for a good reason, because of that declining trust. And I think it is evident in urban planning in particular, because it affects people directly. You know, it's really in their backyard. I think what's happening is that we tend to hear from either people who have very entrenched opinions about a particular situation, or we're gathering fairly uninformed opinions about a situation. And then we've got decision makers who are increasingly defensive about the decisions that are being made based on probably inadequate input. So I'm particularly interested in how you find what those people in the middle think about it all. So not just those who are strongly opposed or those who are strongly supportive of an issue, but how you actually tap into the wider constituency, and that's the work that New Democracy does. And so we're working with randomly selected people who are invited to come together to form a considered judgment, and that's a huge thing for us, that difference between very quickly held opinions that you might get through a survey or a focus group compared to what we think is so important, which is that public judgment that you can get when you bring together a randomly selected group of people and you give them a whole lot of information, time to consider it, an opportunity to ask to hear from any kind of expert they want to hear from. And they never disappoint. They always come up with fantastic recommendations. And from our point of view at New Democracy, we would just like to see more and more of this so that we can actually start to build that trust between those who govern and those who are being governed.
Well, Dick Person has jumped on the line, Lynn, and he is currently the administrator of the Northern Beaches Council. Of course, he doesn't have his councillors at the moment. And, Dick, hello there. Welcome to the program, firstly. There is Dick. There he is. Hello?
Hello, Wendy.
Yeah, oh, hi. How are you going? That line is particularly bad, Dick, I think. No, I can't actually. What I might have to do is we might have to ring Dick back, Yusuke, because,
okay.
Yeah, that line isn't quite working.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, all right, we'll talk to you in a moment. And, Lynn, what Dick is saying here, I've just got a précis of what he wants to talk about here. He says that local councils are sometimes hamstrung by the state government and how much consultation they can do.
Oh, that's true, I think.
I had a brief period as a local government councillor
and I've often thought that if you wanted to design the world's worst decision-making mechanism, you would probably design local government in Australia, but that's a personal opinion based on only one term of office. But we know that local government is the creature of the state. But that aside, local government definitely has opportunities to do the kind of work that I'm talking about. We've been doing a lot of work with local government, and it's usually done when you have a group of fairly enlightened elected representatives who realise that they don't really have a mandate. You know, the research that I did while I was in office showed me that no one remembered who they voted for or certainly what policies they voted for in local government. And therefore, you need to build a mandate. And the best way of doing that, I think, is to do the kind of activity that we do, loosely described as citizens' juries, but let's think of it as planning by juries.
All right, so well, let's get to that in a moment because I managed to get to Dick back here before we spin into the future, as it were. Hello there, Dick.
Morning, Wendy. Is that better?
Yeah, that is better. Yes.
Great.
So you were saying, well, I guess a lot of people will blame local council and saying, oh, you didn't listen to what we said and you just went ahead with it. Tell us what it's like to be on the other end of that criticism.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that a lot of good consultation still results in people saying it was no good because the result didn't go their way.
Sure.
And that's a very common reaction. I think the essence of good consultation really should involve a final step where you go back and tell the people what you're planning now to do. Mm. The first step, obviously, is listening. This is, we're interested in this outcome. What do you think? People give their comments. And then governments often come back and say, well, that we've listened and this is what we're going to do. That final consultative step is very important. But I just wanted to point out the point that I mentioned to your producer. State governments require councils to put their budget out for consultation. Mm. Can you imagine suggesting to the Premier or the Prime Minister that they put their budget out for consultation?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good process. It's the whole budget for every council is put out there for weeks, a month.
Yeah. Well, yes, it must make governing pretty difficult. But, Dick, one of the things that we do notice is, and I'll put my hand up here, that I live on the Northern Beaches, that's where the new Northern Beaches Council is, and there is a thing there called, or used to be called, Your Say Warringah. And so I suppose I subscribe to that. I've been to a couple of consultations there. But they seem to be run by private consultancy firms, and I think, well, and they must cost a bomb. I think, well, why not run old-fashioned town hall meetings? Are they still possible?
Yes, well, I think they've taken it down because you used to come to them, Wendy, that might have been whatever.
Maybe.
But no, look, they use a technology which most councils don't have and allows people often to vote instantly on different ideas. That may have been the sort of thing you did, and I introduced that in Warringah when I was there 10 years ago. And they're very successful. You can have people around a table. You can give them information, you can have a staff person helping them to work through the issues, and then you can ask a few hard questions. Like, for example, would you rather your money spent on sports fields or swimming pools or lowering rates?
But don't you end up with...
People can press the button instantly and you get an answer, and I think that's very good.
But don't you end up with just, you know, people, agitators like me? You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, as it were?
No, usually when those things are well run, there might be anything from 500 to 1,000 people, and they close off the quota. If you've got enough people that match the demographic profile, you don't take any more in that category. Quite often, it's very hard to get, for example, you know, 16 to 20-year-olds to give up half a Saturday to be involved in one of those things.
Yeah.
Because you certainly get a good representation. But in the Northern Beaches, there are a huge number of people who are knowledgeable and interested, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and whinge a lot too.
Well, people do. I wouldn't use that word, no. The residents of the Northern Beaches are very active. You know, when they went out to consultation on the mergers, 28,000 people responded across the state. 18,000 came from the Northern Beaches.
Is that right? Wow. Okay. My
plea would be, just because you don't get your way doesn't mean the consultation wasn't genuine and wasn't really well intended.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Dick. And that is a very active community there, Lynn. Is that very typical?
Probably not, but that's indeed why choosing randomly is a better way to go. When you don't have a particularly active community, then inevitably the incensed and the articulate are the ones that are being heard from, or the squeaky wheels, as you mentioned. I would like to make a comment on that. You know, the unworkability of putting a budget to the community is actually quite false. That's most of the work that we've been doing at New Democracy has been doing just this. Melbourne City Council had a citizens' jury that deliberated on a $4 billion budget, that is over a 10-year budget, and did it very competently and efficiently. It doesn't actually take months and months or years and years, as was suggested. And in fact, it's a fantastic way of drawing a community, as we did in Canada Bay, into the process of deciding, can we put up rates? And if we do, how much, and if we can't, what services do we need to cut? And it's back to that issue of bringing people together to deliberate. It's why it's called deliberative democracy, which is a terrible term with too many syllables, but it's meant to indicate that what we're doing is giving people an opportunity to really wrestle with the complexity of an issue and to weigh up its strengths and weaknesses. So it's not, you know, that suggestion that good consultation, that we ask people to give their comments. That's not what this is about. We're not interested in those quickly formed, quickly held opinions. We're interested in that much deeper form of deliberation where people do really need to understand the importance of critical thinking, how to interrogate evidence, how to look at their own biases and so on. And people are quite changed by these processes. They inevitably leave saying, I will never watch the news in the same way again, or, you know, that they've actually had a chance to interrogate expert evidence is a very important part of the work that we do. So,
well, let's talk to a couple of folks here who have got some comments about exercises that they've been involved in. John from Bankstown. Hello, John.
G'day, Wendy. I think Lynn and the New Democracy Organisation is speaking a lot of good sense, but I think we need to go a step further because at the moment I think consultation is a box-ticking exercise. They look at it and they say, oh, we've got to go through consultation, okay, call a meeting, okay, done. And they tick that box and more or less forget it. Now, you could take an objective management approach to it quite simply and bring genuine democracy into it by saying, okay, you have to actually get the approval of people within a certain radius, depending on the scale of the project. If it's the destruction of a heritage precinct like they're doing in North Parramatta, then get the approval of people, say, within a 2 or 3 kilometre radius. Mm-hmm. And all we've got to do is say, right, these are all of the things we're proposing. You have the consultation process and you look at all of the things that the community proposed and you see just how much of that has actually been incorporated into the proposal. Mm-hmm. Sadly, the answer is usually nil. The spin doctors say, oh, okay, well, yes, we've had the consultation, right, we're moving ahead now.
That's my concern, John, I've got to say, that idea of that box-ticking exercise.
It's what it is.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, John. And David as well, you were part of a consultation group for Lane Cove Tunnel, David.
Yes, Wendy. I was what they called CLG3 with the community liaison group, and it was split into three sections. And I was with the Western region because of the impact on our athletic track, which is on the corner of Marlborough Road, Nepping Road. Mm-hmm. And you can see, if you drive down there, the water tank, a huge water treatment complex. At day one, I said I wanted the water out of the tunnel to irrigate the athletic field, which has happened, which the inflows to the tunnel 11 litres per second, which is enormous because it travels under Stringy Bar Creek. And a couple of other things we achieved is I'm the guy that's corporate for electronic tolls, the Harbour Bridge, because I said that the traffic wouldn't get away from Lane Cove Tunnel.
David, how do you get yourself involved in these consultations? I mean, and do you... Is it something where you're a part of community groups? Or do you subscribe to various emails? I mean, how do you make yourself known?
Well, two reasons. One, I was in Nasho, and we didn't have a vote, so I vowed to myself that from there on, anything that came up, I'd make sure I'd get in there represent the young people that don't have a vote. Mm-hmm. And being an athlete for over 60 years, it's all community. It's all volunteer-based, so that's where the volunteer comes.
Good-o. Well, thank you very much for that, David. Well, you could do with a lot more Davids, I guess, in the process, couldn't you, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm interested in what John was saying about the box-ticking exercise. I think that's true, and I think probably why even that term community consultation is now used, well, somewhat pejoratively, I think, in the circles that I move in, because it is seen as being, let's just go out and ask them, pat them on their head. There's an analogy here for me about a parent-child relationship. You know, it's like you just ask, well, what do you want? But then we're going to make the decision for
well,
you.
Well, this is interesting, I suppose, in the light of the Star City Casino recently announced its first ever neighbourhood advisory panels, and they recruited in the areas. I suppose that means by definition that they hadn't been listening up until now.
That's quite possible, and it sounds like that could have been a ticker box. I suppose there's also a difference, isn't there, between an advisory panel that's going to be ongoing, like a long-term committee, and who would want to do that, and something like a citizens' jury that is one-off, very intensive, and it's all over fairly quickly, but you've had a chance to learn a great deal. So there may be a way in which we need to rethink the notion of an advisory group or an advisory panel.
So this citizen's jury, you start out with, say, 100 randomly selected people, and you get together over a short period of time, and there's expert witnesses come along. And it's not about consensus at the end, though, is it?
Sorry, it's not about...
consensus.
No, we ask them to explore common ground, so it's seeking common ground, but we always allow for a minority report. So you can often have a situation when it's very contentious, like the South Australian one that we just did with 350 people about nuclear waste storage, where you might end up with a report that says, look, two-thirds of us say we don't want to proceed with this at all, and another third saying, well, maybe we should just keep asking the questions. Or you would have something like the Geelong jury, which is a fantastic example of bringing together 100 people to think about how do they want to be governed at a local government level was a fantastic opportunity for those people. But they had no problem at all reaching consensus. But there's almost always a minority view. You'll have some people who don't want to shift, and I think that's reasonable that you want to respect that opinion, particularly after they've heard from experts, but they still want to stick to that particular viewpoint, then you should be able to reflect that in any report that emerges. But mostly, it's a super majority for sure.
Okay, well, let's talk to Lynn, who's from the Northern Beaches. You were involved in Manly Council's precinct committees, Lynn.
True, Wendy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they seem like a pretty good system. Didn't you enjoy that experience? Did you felt like you were heard?
Very much so. And in fact, in our area in Clontarf, we've actually continued, even though we're now not part of actually Manly Council Precinct, we have formed our own Clontarf Community Forum, and we are still maintaining a lot of the same support that we have always given to our community in improvements all throughout the whole of this area with the Clontarf Reserve and with the walkways and things. But the more importantly, we actually have things like a monthly newsletter which goes around to the whole community, and we also have monthly meetings where we actually then publish the minutes of the meetings to the whole community and distribute them on a wide email and now a new Facebook forum. So the whole community seems to be involved. And just recently we had a very big win with Transport New South Wales with the Beeline. They wanted to close off a road.
Well, so let's talk about that another time, Lynn. I might get back to you on that issue. But good on you, Lynn. Your blood's worth bottling. That's a fantastic community engagement there. Lynn Carson?
Yes, I think Lynn's just pointed out to me something that's really important. The work that they are doing is community capacity building or community building, which is so good, and you want to see energised, active communities. For me, it's making a distinction between an insisted space and an invited space, and I think that the work that they're doing is in an insisted space. You know, they're coming up with ideas, they're lobbying people, and good for them. You know, they're working on behalf of their community, and the work that New Democracy does is much more about the invited space, saying, okay, decision makers, it's about time you invited into this space a random sample of your community to see what a cross-section would think. And I think the two are incredibly important, and if you can bring them together, then I think we'd go a long way towards building trust in our urban planning.
Good on you, Lynn. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Lots of fodder there for thought.
My pleasure.
And Lynn is Research Director of the New Democracy Foundation, and you can find them online. Thanks so much.
Thanks.